其实这位信徒对耶稣基督的再来有不正确的认识。
Actually, this is not a correct belief or concept.
对基督耶稣的灵进到我们的心里面。
Yes, indeed, Jesus' Spirit into our hearts.
今天我们信了耶稣的人，我们有耶稣的灵在我们的里面。
For those of us accepted Jesus, we have God's Spirit in our hearts.
但是圣经同时教导我们，耶稣基督有一天要实实在在的回到这个地上。
The Bible indeed teaches us that Jesus will appear again.
这是我们信徒的盼望。
This is our Christians' blessed belief.
第二方面，我要跟弟兄姊妹谈到圣经对耶稣基督第二次回来的教导是什么呢？
The second aspect of biblical teaching about Jesus' second coming is
谈到耶稣基督的再来是他对我们信主之人的应许。
Christ's return is to fulfill his promise to Christian believers.
耶稣基督在约翰福音第十四章里面提到，
Jesus mentioned in John chapter 14.
他跟门徒说啊，你们心里不要忧愁。
Say, do not let your heart be troubled.
耶稣说，你们信神也担心我。
You believe in God, you also need to believe in me.
他说，在我父的家里有许多的住处，若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了。
My father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that?
我去原是为你们预备地方去的。
I am going to prepare a place for you.
耶稣说，我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在哪里，叫你们也在哪里。
And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you may be also with me where I am.
这是耶稣对门徒的应许。
This is Jesus' promise to Christians.
他已经去了，他现在为我们预备地方。
Jesus already went to prepare a place for us.
他有一天要回来接我们信徒到他那里去。
He will come back again to take us to be with him one day.
今天很多人，包括了信徒，也怀疑他会不会回来了。
Even among Christians today, there are people don't believe Jesus' return.
有人也曾经问传道人啊，他说耶稣什么时候回来啊？
Some people will ask pastors when Jesus will return.
当然我们不知道耶稣什么时候回来。
Of course, we do not know when Jesus will return.
但是他答应我们他有一天他要回来的。
However, Jesus does promise us that one day he will return.
大概两年前，有人做了一个调查，大概两年前我上网去看。
2 years ago, there was a survey.
就问基督徒信徒
among the Christians.
就问他们只是单单这个问题，你相信耶稣会回来吗？
It's about this simple question: Do you believe Jesus will return?
在这个调查的里面啊，就有79%的信徒基督徒相信耶稣他会回来。
The survey respondent, only 79% of them believe Jesus will return.
有差不多20%的人啊，信徒了。他们说他在怀疑耶稣会不会回来啊。
Therefore, 20% of the Christians, they question whether Jesus will indeed come back.
但是我们今天确信耶稣基督他要回来。
But we firmly believe that Jesus will come again.
你今天确信他会回来吗？
Do you believe Jesus will return?
不只是听信而已。
Not just listen and then.
不是听信他会回来啊，而是确信他要回来。
Not just listen and believe. You really need to trust and believe into your heart that Jesus will return.
在彼得后书第三章第八到第九节里面也提到啊。
In the second Peter, it mentioned.
彼得也提到，在第四纪也有人怀疑耶稣他会不会回来的。
Peter mentioned even in the first century, the Christians were doubting about Jesus' return.
那时代的人也问彼得说，耶稣，耶稣，主什么时候回来呢？
The Christians in that generation also asked, where is this coming that he promised?
但是彼得告诉我们，主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是淡言，其实不是淡言，乃是宽容你们。 不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人得救。
Peter says, this is not delay, it's just Jesus want to have many to be saved.
虽然耶稣暂时还没有回来，
although Jesus hasn't returned yet,
但始终必定实现，他对我们的应许必定实现。
But his promise will certainly be fulfilled.
这是主对我们信他的人的一个应许。
This is Jesus' promise to us as believers.
他有一天要回来。
He will return one day.
第三方面，
The third
圣经告诉我们耶稣的回来是要审判这罪恶败坏的世界。
The third biblical teaching about Jesus' return is to judge the sinful, corrupt world.
圣诞节是耶稣第一次的来到这个地上。
Christmas is about Christ's first coming.
是把救恩施给了人啊。
That Jesus gives the salvation to the world.
圣诞节真正的意义是谈到神差他的儿子来为我们救赎。
Christmas is about God sent his only son to the world in order to save sinners.
但将来耶稣基督第二次的再来是要审判这个邪恶败坏的世界。
However, when Jesus returned the second time, he is to judge the sinful, corrupt world.
在启示录里面告诉我们，
As it recorded in the book of Revelation,
在他第二次找他橄榄山回来之前呢，将有七年的大灾难。
Before Jesus returned, there will be seven-year great tribulation period.
这七年的大灾难是要惩罚世人的罪恶。
The seven-year great tribulation period is to punish the sins of this world.
是整本启示录所教导我们的。
This is the theme of the book of Revelation.
谈到耶稣基督再来的原因是什么？
It mentioned about the reason for Jesus' second event.
是要惩罚审判这个罪恶的世界。
Is to punish the sinful and corrupt world.
我们记得今年在五月的时候啊。
We remember back in the May of year 2011,
美国总统宣布美军在巴基斯坦将这个宾拉登的击毙的消息。
The President Obama announced the U.S. Special Force has successfully killed Osama bin Laden.
我们都记得这个消息传开了以后啊。
We remember when the news spread.
在电视里面看到很多人都非常的高兴，到庆祝一个恐怖分子。他的除灭。
Many people run to the street to celebrate the death of a terrorist leader.
但我们知道恐怖事件不会因宾拉丹的死亡啊而没有的消灭的。
However, we do know terrorism doesn't stop with Osama bin Laden's death.
今天我们仍然活在一个邪恶败坏的世界里面。
We still live in this corrupt, sinful world.
自从亚当夏娃犯罪违背神以后啊。
Started from the Fall of Adam and Eve.
我们看到人类第一件谋杀的事件，就是从亚当夏娃的孩子身上发生。
The first murder of the human history happened right in the family of Adam and Eve on their children.
直到今天，各种各样的败坏、邪恶、罪恶。
To this day, there are many, many sins and corruptions.
比如毒品、同性恋、贪污、杀人。欺诈、偷窃，比比皆是。
Many examples of corruption, fraud, homosexuality, drug addiction.
圣经形容这个是一个邪恶败坏的世界。
These just the few examples of the sinful world.
而且整个世界都握在那恶者的手下。
This whole world is under the control of the evil one.
耶稣基督的再来要审判。
Jesus come to judge this sinful world.
他是公义的主，他要把罪恶完全的清除。
He is a righteous King, the Lord. He will remove all those sins.
在旧约但以理书第九章里面也提到啊。
In the book of Daniel, chapter 9, it says.
这个弥赛亚他要回来，他的目的是要止住罪过，除尽罪恶，赎尽罪孽，并引。
When my Messiah comes, he will finish transgression to put the end of the sin, to atone for wickedness, and to bring everlasting righteousness.
我们相信神不会容许罪人永远作恶地下去。
We believe that God will not tolerate sinners forever.
当主耶稣回来的时候，
When Jesus returns,
罪恶将受应得的报应和审判。
The sinners will be judged.
这是主耶稣他第二次回来的原因的目的之一。
This is one of the reasons that Jesus will return again.
是要审判这个罪恶的世界。
That he will judge this sinful world.
第四方面。
The number four aspects of biblical teaching.
圣经告诉我们，耶稣基督回来是要设立神公义的国。
Number four.Christ's return is to establish God's righteous kingdom.
耶稣基督第一次他在圣诞节诞生，他回到父神那里去了。
Jesus born on the Christmas and then returned to the Father in heaven.
第二次的回来，他要在这个地上设立神公义的国。
When he comes again, he will establish the righteous kingdom of God.
犹太人几千年来啊，都是在等待一位救赎主的来到，要建立一个公义并有神同在的国度。
The Jews, they yearn for the promised deliverer, the Messiah coming.
当耶稣基督降生来到这个地上的时候，
When Jesus was born on the earth,
本来他要把神的国神公义的国向以色列选民来展现的。
He wants to reveal God's righteous kingdom to his fellow countrymen.
但很可惜，犹太人拒绝耶稣为他们的王和弥赛亚。
However, the Jews rejected Jesus as their king and Messiah.
从此，神的国降临要等到将来有一天才能够实现的。
Therefore, God's kingdom, righteous kingdom, need to wait until the future to be established.
他来本来就是要把神的国向犹太人来呈现的。
Originally, he was trying to reveal God's kingdom to the Jews.
但是犹太人拒绝这个国，这延后了。
Because Jewish people reject the Jesus, therefore it was delayed.
现在我们所处的是教会的时代。
We are in the age.Of church.
我们现在所处的是天国教会的时代里面。
We are in the church age.
但是有一天主要回来建立神公义的国。
One day Jesus will return to establish the righteous kingdom on earth.
整本马太福音就是要表达这个真理。
This is the theme of the book of Matthew.
谈到耶稣有一天他要把神的国带来这个地上。
That Jesus will come again to bring the God's kingdom on earth.
在旧约以赛亚书第九章第七节也这样说。
It recorded in the book of Isaiah chapter 9.
他的政权与平安必加增无穷。
His power and kingdom will ever increase.
他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平公义使国坚定稳固。
He will reign on David's seat in righteousness.
路加福音，新约路加福音也曾经这样说。
In the book of Luke, it says,
他要做雅各家的王，直到永远，他的国没有穷尽。
Jesus will reign over Jacob's descendants forever, and his kingdom will never end.
在启示录的里面告诉我们，这个公义的国将会在千禧年的时代实现的。
As recorded in the book of Revelation, this God's kingdom will be established in the 1000 millennium period.
这是我们信徒所盼望有一天能进到里面去的。
This is we as Christians wanted to enter into the millennial age.
就是神公义的国实实在在的来到这个地上。
That God's kingdom actually descended on the earth.
在哪里没有痛苦，没有眼泪，没有死亡。
There's no pain, no tear, no death.
在那里我们也会与我们新主的亲属会面。
In there, we will reunite with our Christian family members.
这是圣经教导我们为什么耶稣他要再回来啊。
This is why Bible teaches the reason Jesus will return again.
要把神公义的国带来这个地上。
Christ's return is to establish God's righteous kingdom.
最后我们来看看圣经对耶稣再来的预兆是什么。
Then we will need to examine what will be the prophecies of Jesus' return.
马太福音24-25两章是有关耶稣回来的橄榄山的预言。
Book of Matthew chapter 24-25 record Jesus' prophecies about his coming again.
在里面告诉我们耶稣在回来的时候有什么的预兆。
It records what will be the signs of Jesus' second coming.
24:5-8提到有打仗、有饥荒、有地震，还有假基督的迷惑。
The signs include you will hear the wars and the rumors of wars and also false prophets.
但是到了马太福音24章，耶稣告诉我们了，他说：“你们可以从无花果树学个比方。”
But Jesus says you can learn from the parables of
chapter 24:32.
Book of Matthew chapter 24.
24:32，那里说从无花果树学个比方。
Therefore, you can learn the lessons from the fig tree.
他说，当树枝发嫩展叶的时候，你们就知道夏天近了。
As soon as its twigs get tender and its leaf comes out,
既然你们看见这一切的事，也该知道人子近了，正在门口了。
You will know that the summer is coming, and you will know that the Son of Man is at the door.
他说：“我实在告诉你们，这世代还没有过去，这些事都要成就。”
I tell you the truth, this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened.
32-44，耶稣教导门徒，劝勉门徒要警醒预备。
Here, Jesus told the disciples.That you need to be prepared.
因为没有人知道主回来是哪一天。
Because we do not know when Jesus will come again.
我们确信他有一天要回来。
We know that he will come.
但圣经告诉我们不知道是哪一天。
But we do not know the timing of his return.
纵观今天世界的局势还有情形。
As we observe the things happening around the world.
我们却知道回来的时候是随时的。
We know that Jesus' coming, second coming, is near.
圣经也教导我们，耶稣的回来不是后天，不是后年，不是5年、10年以后的事。
Bible didn't tell us Jesus will come next year, the year after next, or 5 years from now.
圣经教导我们，耶稣是随时都要回来的。
Bible teaches us that Jesus' second coming is imminent, is near.
耶稣要我们警醒预备他的回来。
Jesus wants us to stay alert and be prepared for his second coming.
亲爱的朋友，
Dear friends,
如果今天是你第一次来到教会，
If this is your first time visiting us,
或者你只有在圣诞节到教会聚会，
orYou may just come to church only on Christmas Day.
盼望你能够明白耶稣诞生的真意是什么。
We pray that you will understand the real meaning of Christmas.
圣诞节是有关耶稣第一次来到这个世上的故事。
Christmas is about the first coming of Jesus Christ.
圣诞节是普天欢腾的日子。
The Christmas is a mass celebration of Jesus' birth.
是欢庆救主诞生的节日。
This is the universal celebration, joyful moment of Jesus Christ.
有一位传道人间说，
There was a saying of a pastor.
他说圣诞节不单只是庆贺救主的诞生。
the Christmas is not only about celebration of Jesus' birth.
对我们基督徒而言,
for us as Christians,
圣诞节也提醒我们基督耶稣会再来的应许。
Christmas also reminds us that Jesus will return again.
耶稣第一次到来诞生在马槽里。
In Jesus' first advent,He was born in a stable, lying in a manger.
启示录告诉我们，当他第二次回来的时候，他是骑着白马而来，天上的众军都跟随着他。
The book of Revelation tells us that in his second advent, Jesus will come on a white war horse, and the whole army of the heaven will follow him.
耶稣第一次的来到是以奴仆为榜样。谦虚的服侍人。
In the first advent, Jesus came as a servant, as a slave.
他第二次回来是要做万王之王，万主之主。
In the second advent, Jesus will come in power. He will be the King of kings and Lord of lords.
已经有两千多个圣诞节已经过去了。
There have been 2,000 plus Christmas already went past.
有一天我们也不需要再庆祝圣诞节。
One day we will no longer celebrate Christmas.
是哪一天呢？就是主耶稣他回来的那一天。
That will be the day when Jesus come again.
圣经告诉我们，当他回来的那一天呢？
Bible tells us when Jesus come again.
天上的天使天君都在歌颂的赞美。
That the angels and heavenly hosts will praise and sing grace.
那一种的赞美更是超越我们今天所能想象到的高兴。
That praise of God's glory will be beyond our any imagination.
今天我们问一个小孩，
We will ask a little child.
你为什么很喜欢圣诞节？
Why do you like to celebrate Christmas?
我相信每一个人都很喜欢圣诞节。
I believe everyone loves Christmas.
我们生小孩为什么他们很喜欢圣诞节？
Why children love Christmas especially?
Children, why do you love Christmas?
孩子们，请问你们为什么喜欢圣诞节？
我们说圣诞节的那一天，我期待着在那个圣诞树下面开这个礼物啊。
Because I'm looking forward to opening the presents on the Christmas tree.
对于小孩来说，他在整年里面有一个期待。
That these children have this hope.
期待着开这个礼物。
They anxiously waiting to open their presents.
对于我们大人来说。
For us as adults.
对我们信徒来说。
For us as Christian believers.
我们也有一个期待。
We too have a hope.
期待什么呢？期待着主耶稣第二次的回来。
We are waiting anxiously.For Jesus appear again.
你确信耶稣会回来吗？
Do you firmly believe that Jesus
will return? 你有这个盼望在你心里面吗？
Do you have such a blessed hope in your heart?
盼望在圣诞节的里面。
We hope that in our Christmas day,
我们不但庆贺主耶稣第一次的到来，
we not only celebrate the first advent of Jesus,
那我们也有这个盼望他有一天回来接我们。
We will also have this blessed hope of Jesus will appear again,
与主一同作王在他的国里面。
That we will be united with Jesus and reign together in his kingdom.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow our heads and pray together.
主耶稣，我们再次来到你面前，我们感谢你。
Jesus Christ, we come before you and we give you thanks.
今天是圣诞节。
Today we celebrate Christmas.
两千多年来，我们都在庆祝圣诞节里的诞生。
We have been celebrating Christmas in 2,000 plus years.
我们感谢主，你舍弃天上的荣华，来到这个地上，为我们钉死在十字架上面。
We thank you, Jesus, that you give up all the glory in heaven and you descended upon earth to save us sinners.
我们确信有一天你要回来接我们。
We also firmly believe that one day you will appear again.
求主把这个有福的盼望放在我们每一个人的心里面。
May you bestow such blessed hope in the heart of every Christian believer.
有天当你回来的时候，我们要与主一同的作王。
When you come again, We will reign with you.
我们感谢主给我们的应许。
We thank you for such a blessed hope.
是否我们在座的每一位弟兄姊妹
，Bless all the brothers and
sisters. 那我们当中还没有相信、接受耶稣为救主的朋友们
，May those seekers among us.
我们求主你的灵感动他们。
We ask you,
让他们明白圣诞节真正的意义是什么。
So that these seekers will understand the real meaning of Christmas.
那我们也有同，让他们也有同样的盼望，就是主，你要再回来。
That they will share this blessed hope with us. That is, Jesus will come again.
我们感谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's holy name.
Amen.
Thank Pastor Yip for the message today. Let's all rise and use this song to respond to today's message. 让我们一同起立，我们唱这首歌来回应今天的信息。来，主耶稣不久要再降临，若今日来如何？以为眼和慈爱掌王权，若今日来如何？主从万邦拣选他子民，凡蒙救赎圣洁者升天。与主同在，直到永远。若今日来如何？荣耀，荣耀，我要欢乐歌唱。荣耀，荣耀，永待我主为王。快预备主到，荣耀荣耀，愿主早日临到。撒旦操权时日快过去，但愿今日就来。那时再没有悲伤叹息，但愿今日就来。在主里睡了的人福气，在天空中与救主相遇。何时眼见此荣耀日？但愿今日就来。荣耀荣耀，我要欢乐歌唱。荣耀荣耀，永待我主为王。荣耀荣耀，快快预备主当。荣耀荣耀，愿主早日临到。我们是否诚实又忠心？主今日来如何？欢乐地等候，坦然无惧。主今日来如何？主再来预兆，日日加增，犹如晨光在东方出现。寂静等候，时日快临，主今日来如何？荣耀，荣耀，我要欢 主为王，荣耀荣耀，快快预备主到。